Remember to keep your cell phones on mute unless you want to speak. At this time, notice that this meeting has been duly advertised in compliance with the provision of the Open Public Meeting Law. Please be advised that this meeting is being audio recorded for possible later playback. Everyone, please watch for the flag, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, one God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Here.
Councilwoman Hess?
Here.
Councilman Jackson?
Here.
Councilwoman Finnan?
Here.
Councilman Chapoli?
Present.
President Randolph Sharp?
Here.
Mayor Roach?
Here. Thank you. Ordinance 2021-1, second reading. Ordinance amending Chapter 150 of the Borough London Law Speed Schedule. At this time, I'd like to open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments regarding Ordinance 2021-1. Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion, please.
I make a motion that Ordinance 2021 be adopted on second reading and public support is law.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico? Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Finnan?
Yes.
Councilman Chapoli?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Second reading, Ordinance 2021-2. An ordinance adding to Article 3, Chapter 46 of the Borough London Law Police Department's Chaplain Program. At this time, open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments on Ordinance 2021-2. Seeing none, close the meeting to the public and entertain a motion, please.
I make a motion for the Ordinance 2021-2, the London Law Police Department Chaplain Program, be adopted on second reading and public
support. And a second, please.
Second.
And third, roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Finnan?
Yes.
Councilman Chapoli?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
Consent agenda. The items listed below are considered to be routine by the Borough London Law and will be enacted upon them by one motion. There will be no formal discussion of these items. If discussion is desired, this item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered separately. Entertain a motion for Resolution 2021-82 and 83.
I make a motion for consent agenda resolutions items 2021, 82, and 83.
And a second, please.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman DiDomenico?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hess?
Yes.
Councilman Jackson?
Yes.
Councilwoman Finnan?
Yes.
Councilman Chapoli?
Yes.
President Randolph Sharp?
Yes.
All right, at this time, does anyone from the council have anything they wish to bring to the public?
I just wanted to ask if you could take a moment in silence for the 500,000 Americans and people in America who have passed away from COVID-19.
That's fine. Everybody please keep your head down for a moment of silence. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Anyone else to counsel?
Mayor, this is Sandy. I've come front of us again for senior citizens to help with getting appointments at Camden County College. All the information I'm giving you is on Little Wall's website, so if you don't get the phone number tonight, it is on the website. So, Camden County has two hotline numbers for anyone who is 65 or older and already has an appointment set up on My Super for April 1st or later. We're trying to get people, relative seniors, moved out and vaccinated as soon as possible. Those two numbers are 1-800-999-9045 and 856-549-0530. Also, if you're having problems making an appointment, you call the Division of Senior Services. And if you have a computer or a smartphone, they'll discuss how to set up My Super over the phone. If you do not have a computer or a smartphone, they will set your appointment up for you. Also, that when they set your appointment up, they might tell you it's in September, November. Don't get nervous, because three appointments are going to get moved up. The number to call there is 856-858-3220. And again, all of this is on Little Wall's website. And that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Anyone else to counsel? Okay. I'm sorry. Don't ask something she'd like to bring up.
Good evening, Council. Just wanted to give you all an update with regards to some issues we've been having with some of the street openings with our utility companies, Southwest Gas and American Water. We recently had a meeting with both of those utility companies just to advise them of the outstanding permits that we have with regards to the street openings. Some of them, and especially with South Jersey, goes back to 2019, and they are in the process of working on all of those outstanding issues. Both meetings were very productive, including myself, the Department of Public Works, as well as the street opening permit clerk. So again, I just wanted to give you an update on that. So if you have received any complaints in the past, which I'm sure you have, about some of the streets not being milled properly, you'll see over the next couple of weeks that South Jersey Gas, as well as New Jersey American Water, will be out to take care of some of those issues. They mentioned that hopefully by the end of April, they will resolve the list of issues that we had for the outstanding street opening permits. So I just wanted to update you on that.
And if Mr. Britton's on the call, I just want to let you know that I was here for South Jersey Gasoline and talked to them about the issue that was on the sidewalk. They are doing an investigation. They are looking out for all the paperwork in regards to the area around you, and they will be getting back to you very soon. I told them that they need to reach out to you and make sure that you're what they can get. All right, with that, I want to give the numbers for the last 2 weeks. We're now sitting at 1,706 cases since it started, 19 deaths, that's 45 new cases since the last meeting. Numbers have gone down drastically. The last couple of days, we've been like 1 and 2 and 3, so I'm hopeful that maybe we're making a turn here, but I don't want to speak out of school, so. At this time, I'd like to open the meeting to the public for any questions or comments. Anyone from the public who should speak, please state your name and address for the record, and please make sure to try to keep it for 5 minutes, please.
Diane Perry, 637 Fifth Avenue. Mayor, I know I said it before, like, council doesn't only report different things. Like, for instance, like, when she reports on the library, but then now it's the newspaper to run it. Can you tell me why the library needs a new kitchen to pay for that? As a taxpayer, who would have told for it?
Well, to be honest with you, I have to reach out to Public Works, but I think they responded to Trevor's email about that.
Yes, Mayor, I can speak to that. I thought, Craig here, because I talked to Craig about this already, it just all had to do with there was water coming through the sides of the building, and the floors and stuff were getting damaged and taken, and that's why it all had to be replaced. From the water at French, he had to go in because the water was being...
Okay. Thank you. Can I ask a question?
One that said that... Alright, so, and my next question is, they proposed it as our solicitor. So, this is a conflict of interest that the people represent, you or council, outside, like, for personal matters.
Not that I'm aware of.
So now, so as a resident, as a taxpayer, how do I know that we represent somebody on the outside that we're not paying for?
I don't think there's anybody here that did this. So, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, 2 weeks ago, Joe Cipolli had court, Mr. Cipolli was in there, Joe didn't show up, but he was representing Joe for his COVID fund. So, I don't know, did he pay for it? Did he pay for that pocket? We don't know. That's why I'm asking.
That was... What are you talking about?
Hold on.
I didn't
hold on,
Jeff. Last Thursday, Jeff, you didn't show up for court. Dave Cipolli
worked for
court. You didn't show up, and he was there, and the judge was asking him where he was talking, and Dave was saying, I told him to be here at 2:30. This is court. You are holding out the COVID talk. If we didn't show up, and Dave was there, so all I'm saying is,
that was my son. My son operates the bowling center. I am no longer involved there.
Well, I'm just saying,
I
when he wants to get paid for his services. Is that correct, Dave?
Yeah, I don't bill the perk of representing other clients.
We don't see that, so we don't know where it's coming from. I'm just trying to find out.
Why would you seek personal bills if it's not for anything that's for the
vote? What I'm asking is, how do I know if we're not paying for it? That's what I'm saying. How do I know we have to pay for the cost and our taxpayer money? That's what I'm asking.
Because that's against the law.
If he did that, he'd be fired.
Well, Diane, as the chief financial officer and business administrator for the borough of Lindenwall, I will tell you that I closely review every item my billing hour that is on the borough solicitor or any other attorney's bills that we receive. And there are no personal matters on the bill. And if that was to be the case, as the mayor said, the borough solicitor would have some issues. There would be some issues. So I will tell you that I monitor that very closely.
Yeah,
it's
a question.
Okay, anyone else in the public have anything to say? Seeing none, closing the meeting to the public, entertain a motion for adjournment, please. And a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.